In an effort to curb the rising costs of K-12 education, the state legislature voted to cap spending on special education and directed the Wyoming Department of Education to come up with efficiencies. While educators agree there's room for improvements, they say Wyoming's rural nature complicates things. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson takes a look.
Hey, Jack. It's Mrs. Reed.
Hi.
And I brought a friend with me, Tennessee. Do you know anything else named Tennessee?
A state.
A state. Can we go back to your room and get your coat and your outdoor cane? And we'll go for a walk?
Sure.
Okay.
This time last year, I spent an afternoon with 6-year-old Jack and his teacher, Tia Reed. Jack is visually impaired, and he was practicing using his cane to get from his school to the neighboring community center. His first challenge? A big old pickup truck barreling down the street. But Jack knew to wait and listen for the sound of the engine to go away.
I think it's safe.
Okay, let's go.
Jack rolled the cane back and forth in front of him, scanning the ground to find the curb, and then confidently crossed the street. He works on these skills with Mrs. Reed so that soon he'll be able to make the journey on his own. But Reed, who is a teacher for the visually impaired and an orientation and mobility specialist, only gets to work with Jack a couple times a month. That's because Jack lives in the town of Saratoga, 80 miles up and over the Snowy Range Mountains from Mrs. Reed's home in Albany County. The majority of the school year, that route is closed. So Reed takes the long way around. She says that commute is nothing. Before she got her certification, Jack was working with a teacher who lived almost 3 hours away.
She would drive from Lander and see him just because that was the closest one. So I'm the closest one to Jack now.
That kind of windshield time is not uncommon for teachers like Reed. When she's not traveling to meet with individual clients like Jack, she also works half days at Laramie High School. She says there just aren't that many specialists like her in Wyoming, and that's part of what makes special education so expensive. The state spends about $230 million a year. So in an effort to pare down the K-12 budget, the legislature is looking at special education. Cody Senator Hank Coe, who serves on multiple education committees, says the funding model itself might be driving up the cost.
Because based on Supreme Court decisions we had back in the 90s, the Campbell decisions, the choice was made by the Wyoming legislature to reimburse special education at 100%.
Coe says the current 100% reimbursement policy means Wyoming provides excellent special ed services, but little incentive for districts to find efficiencies.
You know, I think we have some duplication of resources that are used when it comes to dealing with special education. If we can find efficiencies in how we share resources, you know, that's just one area where I think, you know, probably we could, you know, find some efficiencies. We're hoping that Wyoming Department of Education can come up with some of that stuff for us.
And they better, because the legislature has capped the special education reimbursement for the next 2 years to the amount districts spend this year. The WDE has 6 months to make recommendations about how to reduce spending without impacting services.
If it's a service that a child has to have, you're stuck.
That's Peg Montese, the special ed director for the Park 6 School District up in Cody. She has over 20 years of experience at the district, state, and federal level. I told her about Jack and Mrs. Reed, and she said it's not uncommon for schools to hire contractors. She tries to share services with neighboring districts as much as she can, but sometimes...
You're going to pay $90 an hour for speech language or for a teacher for the visually impaired because you simply have no choice.
That's because the federal government says schools have to meet students' needs. Montese says the WDE could look at creating more salaried positions for specialists who would serve multiple districts in a given region. That would reduce the time and money it takes to negotiate a contract every time a school needs a specialist, and would at least make personnel costs more predictable. She's excited for Wyoming to work on coming up with solutions.
If we come up with that answer, we can take our show on the road, actually, because we will have solved an issue for a lot of states.
But she's worried the statewide funding cap could get the state into trouble. If districts exceed the funding cap for special education, they'll have to siphon money from their general funds.
When that happens, and I saw that happen in Colorado when I was the state director there, then it begins to impact all students because you are reducing your funding for all students.
Jack's mom, Sarah Chatfield, is also thinking about the state's bottom line. She says a strong investment now will pay off in the long run.
The studies have shown that if he wasn't a Braille reader, there was like a 90% chance that he would be either underemployed or unemployed. And then for kids like Jack who do learn Braille, then it's a 90% chance that he'll earn what his peers earn.
She wants him to be financially independent and able to follow his dreams.
And I think it's the mentality that he can grow up and be self-sufficient and support a family or go to Mars or whatever it is that he wants to do. He has the tools for it.
In theory, lawmakers want that too. They just don't want it to cost so much. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.